بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of all that exists. I praise Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one free of all imperfection, the Most High, and I declare that there is no true God worthy of being worshipped except Allah, without a partner or associate. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah's true slave and messenger. May the salah and salam of Allah be upon him, his pure family, his noble companions, and those who follow in pursuit until the day of resurrection. This is the first class during the month of Ramadan concerning the explanation of Surah Al-Fatiha, which is called the opening chapter of the Quran. This surah is a Meccan surah. And it is the opening chapter, or called opening surah, and it is called Surah Al-Hamd, the surah of the praise, because it comprises the praise of Allah Ta'ala. Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, related that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the authentic hadith, Alhamdulillah, referring to this surah, is called Ummul Quran. Ummul Quran meaning the essence of the Quran, or Ummul Kitab meaning the original of the book, and As-Sab'ul Mathani meaning recited twice in every two rak'ah. Many treatises had been written by the great scholars of Islam concerning this magnificent and splendid chapter in the Quran, and it is the chapter which we recite daily in our prayers. And as Imam Ibn al-Qayyim, may Allah pleased with him, said, every person, every Muslim who prays should stop and contemplate every verse from this chapter, the opening chapter, waiting for the response of Allah as if He hears him. As if He hears him. Because Al-Fatiha is divided between Allah and the slave worshipper. The slave praises Allah, then supplicates Him, and Allah responds to his humble slave by fulfilling his request for guidance, as we will discuss. So when the slave of Allah says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in response, Hamadani Abdi, my slave worshipper, praise me. So this happens while you are praying. But how many of us really are pondering about this matter when we pray, that Allah responds to the slave worshipper in salah, but his heedlessness, but rather per people when they are in a state of forgetfulness, not concentrating, not pondering, they don't really achieve the understanding of what they are saying. And that's why it becomes like close to a habit. The words are being uttered on the tongue without any reflection. In fact, without even knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to these verses of Surah Al-Fatiha. So when the slave says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of all that exists, Allah responds by saying, Hamadani Abdi, as in the authentic hadith. Hamadani Abdi means, my slave praised me. And when he says, the slave, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, the most compassionate, the most merciful, the most beneficent, the most merciful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أثنى علي عبدي, my slave had spoken highly of me and praised me. And Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim are two of the names of Allah which are derived from Rahmah. And Ar-Rahman is the one whose mercy encompasses all of the creatures. And when the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, he is giving praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as an acknowledgement of his mercy and of his innumerable favors which he confers upon his slaves to enable them to fulfill their duties towards him. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ibrahim what means, and if you count the graces of Allah, never will you be able to recall their number. As in Surah Ibrahim chapter 14 verse 34. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah is pleased with the slave who, upon eating or drinking, says, Alhamdulillah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in another narration said, Al-wudu, ablution, constitutes half of the faith. And Alhamdulillah, saying Alhamdulillah, fills the scale on the final day. And Subhanallah walhamdulillah, Subhanallah means far Allah is above any imperfection, He is the Most High. And Alhamdulillah, all the praise is due to Allah. The Prophet ﷺ said, these two words, Subhanallah walhamdulillah, fills the space between the heaven and the earth. Allahu Akbar. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu reported that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if someone performs salah without the recitation of Ummul Quran or Alhamdu or this opening chapter, his salah is deficient and incomplete. Abu Huraira was asked, even if we pray behind the imam, he replied, recite it in your mind. Lo, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Allah the Exalted says, which means, I have divided the prayer into two halves between me and my slave, and to my slave belongs that which he asked for. When the slave says Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, praise be to the Lord of the worlds, Allah says, my slave praised me, Hamadani Abdi. And when the slave says Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, the compassionate, the merciful, Allah says, which means, my slave commended me, Asna Alayya Abdi. And when the slave says Malik Yawm Al-Din, the king of the day of requital, Allah says, which means, my slave glorified me, Majjadani Abdi, my slave glorified me. And at one time the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, what means, Allah says, my slave committed his affairs to me, my slave committed his affairs to me. And when the slave says Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in, you alone do we worship and from you alone do we seek help, Allah says, what means, this is between me and my slave, and to my slave shall be given that which he has asked for. Then when the slave says Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim, guide us to the straight path, صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم, the path of those upon whom you conferred your favors, غير المغضوب عليهم, not of those who have deserved your anger, ولا الضالين, nor of those who have gone astray. Allah says, this is for my slave, and to my slave shall be given which he asked for. And to my slave shall be given which he asked for. This is the hadith which is known as the hadith of division between the slave and Allah. And this applies to the recitation of Surah Al-Fatiha. From these words we know the significance and importance of this great surah, that it is a matter divided between the slave and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when the slave says Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said, this kalima, this statement, affirms every perfection to the Lord Allah, as well as تنزيهه سبحانه وتعالى, declaring him free of all imperfection, above any defect in action, in attribute, and by name. And he is praised سبحانه وتعالى for his actions, for his attributes, for his names, above any imperfection in his actions, in his attributes, and his names. Subhanallah. For all of his actions, he added, all of his actions are wisdom and mercy and a benefit and justice. And as to his attributes, all of his attributes are perfection, attributes of perfection and attributes of magnification. وَأَسْمَاؤُهُ كُلُّهَا حُسْنَى, and his names, all of them are best names. وَحَمْدُهُ تَعَالَى قَدْ مَلَأَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, and his praise has filled the creation as well as the hereafter, and the heavens and the earth and that which is between them. The whole universe, نَاطِقٌ بِحَمْدِهِ, speaks the praises and celebrates the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the creation and the commandment all is originating because of his hamd, because of his praise. And it's established because of his praise. And his praise is the reason for the existence of everything. Every existing thing is a witness praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sending the messengers, revealing the books, establishing the Jannah, the paradise, with its inhabitants, as well as the fire of hell with its inhabitants. All of this has been existing, manifesting in all of these aspects, the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His praise. He is the one, therefore, Al-Mahmoodu li-dhatihi, is praised because of himself. Even though the slaves may not praise him, he is praised by himself, subhanahu wa ta'ala, or for himself. He is the one who praises himself. He is the one who enabled the believers to praise him on their tongues and in their hearts. Therefore, to him belongs all the praise. To him belongs all the kingdom, subhanahu wa ta'ala. In his hand is all good, and all the affairs return to him, the secret and the open. And therefore, when we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a ni'mah, this is a favor. In itself it should be praised. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah added that if the slave worshipper of Allah will exert all of his breath to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for one single favor that Allah bestowed upon him, that would not be even sufficient. The praising of Allah is innumerable. We know from the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the hadith of the intercession on the day of resurrection, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permits the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to intercede for his ummah, for the disobedient of his ummah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَأَقَعُ سَاجِدًا, I fall on my forefront, prostrating. فَيُلْهِمُنِ اللَّهُ مَحَامِدَ أَحْمَدَهُ بِهَا لَمْ تَخْطُرْ عَلَى بَالِي قَطْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspires me to praise him in praises that never came on my thought whatsoever. So when they say also, when the believer says Alhamdulillah, then he says Rabbil Alameen. And it is from the slavery of Allah is to witness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is singled out in his lordship. He is the one who created them and provided the provisions, and the one who runs their affairs, and the one who brought them to existence, and the one who keeps them self-sufficient or give them to subsist. All of these aspects of rububiyyah, of lordship of Allah, entails that he is to be taken alone as the true God worthy of being worshipped. The one and only one to turn to at times of difficulties and at times of ease to be thanked. There is no Lord other than him, and there is no God other than him. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. In this, the witness, the slave, witnesses the comprehensive mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mercy that encompasses everything. It encompasses every created thing. Every creature had taken its share from this overwhelming, wide and vast mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As to the slave, that part which he received from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, it is the one which led him to stand before Allah in prayer. He stands therefore, addressing Allah with his words in salah, seeking his mercy invoking him, asking his guidance, asking him to complete his favors upon him in this life and the hereafter. His mercy encompasses everything, as his praise encompasses everything, and as his knowledge encompasses everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ghafir, chapter 40, verse 7, رَبَّنَا وَسِعْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ رَحْمَةً وَعِلْمًا. Our Lord, you have encompassed everything with mercy and knowledge. Then when the slave says, مَالِكِ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ, the owner of the day of resurrection, this is the slavery of humiliation and humbleness rather, and submissiveness, knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is going to judge on the day of resurrection, which he owns it. The slave of Allah will think twice about the matter of injustice and disobedience. That this matter of owning the day of resurrection tells that there will be time for accountability. Accountability on good and the accountability regarding evil. As we read in Surah Az-Zumar, chapter 39, verse 75, وَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ وَقِيلَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And the matter has been judged between them in truth, and it will be said, Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of all that exists. So when the slave describes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, مَالِكِ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ, the owner, the possessor of the day of resurrection, the day of judgment, then he is the true king, the true king of this life and the hereafter. And this it entails the manifestation of his justice and his might and his greatness and his oneness and the truthfulness of his messengers. That's why Allah in response says, مَجَّدَنِي عَبْدِي, my slave magnified me. Why? Because this majd or magnification comprises praising with the attributes of greatness, magnificence, justice and goodness. That constitutes the magnification. So when the slave now reads in the salah, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, you, we single out in worship, and you alone we seek for help. He waits for the response of Allah. The response of Allah is coming. Allah will say, هَذَا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ عَبْدِي, this is a matter between me and my slave. وَلِعَبْدِي مَا سَأَلْ, and to my slave he will be given what he requested. Comprehend, Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah said, comprehend the ubudiyya of these two words and its rights and their rights. The ubudiyya, the slavery in these two words, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, and their rights. Comprehend them, Imam Ibn Qayyim said. And comprehend the secret that part of it is for the slave and part of it is for Allah. And distinguish between the tawheed necessitated by إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ, you alone we worship, and the tawheed necessitated in the wording وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, and we seek for help. Then you will find the secret why these words were in the middle of the surah. They came between the praises that were repeated before and the dua that comes afterwards. And comprehend why Allah put you alone we worship before you alone we seek for help. He wanted to introduce the worship, which is the action, before the help. Because the worship is for Allah and the help is for his slave. So إياك نعبد. I'm just saying what he's saying. All of this explanation now up till this moment are based on the discussion of Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah. So when the slave says فَإِيَّاكَ نَعْبُد, meaning you alone I want to worship, and this comprises the righteous and pure action and the beneficial knowledge which leads to Allah, leads to know of Him and His love with sincerity and purity. Ibadah is the right of Allah upon His slaves. Worship is the right of Allah upon us. And help, al-isti'ana, the aid, comprises the need for the slave to Allah in all of his affairs. So every worship, he added, rahimahullah, that is not directed to Allah purely, then it is batila, it's in vain, it's futile. And every help not sought from Allah, then it is a humiliation. So the knowledge that people should learn from these two words can cover their lives until they meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then let the slave come and read the اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, the verse, guide us to the straight path, which means guide us to know the truth, guide us to seek it, guide us to work regarding it. Guidance to be firm on it, guidance to call for it, guidance to be patient on this, because the path of da'wah is not simple and is not rosy. So through these five matters, knowing the truth and seeking it, acting upon it, being firm on it, calling others to it, and being patient on it, five ranks. Through these, the slave will perfect the guidance. Through these five acts, the slave will perfect the guidance. And any diminishing in any of them will diminish the guidance as a whole. What are these five? I will repeat. Knowing the truth and seeking it, wanting it, this is number one. Second, acting upon it. Third, being firm and steadfast on it. Fourthly, calling others to it. And being patient, because this calling of others may bring harm, and a person may get hurt. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it obligatory on us to recite this verse in the Quran every day and night, the five prayers, so many times. These are the obligatory ones. Why? Because we so much are in need of that. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us the path, that the way for this guidance is distinct and different from the other astray paths, the path of the people whom Allah's wrath is upon them, and they are the Jews, and the path of misguidance, and they are the Christians and the like. So the creation now is divided into three types with respect to the guidance. Those who are, I will type with respect to guidance from Surah Al-Fatiha alone, we know of this. With respect to guidance, creation is divided into three categories. First, those upon whom Allah had conferred His favors. This is the first type. Those upon whom Allah have conferred His favors. And the other, this is the first one. Type is the misled type. Al-Dal, misled or astray, or being astray. This, he had not been given this guidance which we talk about. Ihdina al-sirat al-mustaqim, the rightness, the straight path. And the third, those who deserved Allah's anger. Those who deserved Allah's anger because they knew the truth and they knew the path of guidance, but they abandoned it. And these are the Jews. As to those who are misled, those were the lost ones, those who come astray, and those are the Christians. So the one, those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had conferred His favors upon them, they know the guidance, they know the truth of Allah's deen, with knowledge, with action, and with belief. Alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa ta'ala wa barakatuh. And the one who is misled is the opposite. He's detached from it with no knowledge, no action. And the ones who deserved Allah's wrath, they knew, they deviated based on knowing the truth. After they knew it, after they became aware of it, they deviated. And the end, when we say Ameen, Allah allowed and permitted this Ta'meen. Why? Because this surah is all, the second part is all of it is dua. The second part is all of it dua. Ihdina al-sirat al-mustaqim, sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim, ghayri al-maghdubi alayhim, wala al-dallin. Then Allah permitted for us to say Ameen. Why? Anticipating His response, expecting His response. That's why the Jews were so envious regarding this ta'meen, the saying Ameen in the Salah when they heard it. This straight path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been described to be the path of Islam and has been described to be the book of Allah and has been described to be the Sunnah and has been described to be the way of Abu Bakr and Umar. All of this is true. All of this meaning is true. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah gave a similitude of a straight road. On both sides of it are walls, in which are open gates with a curtain hung on each. At the entrance to this road stood a caller, saying, O people, enter the road, proceed straight ahead and do not turn. Above this road is yet another caller who, if a man was about to open the gates and the walls on either side, would say, woe to you, do not open it, because once you open it, you will enter it. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam interpreted this similitude by saying, the road stands for al-Islam, and the two walls stand for maharimullah, the inviolable ordinances of Allah. The open gates stand for His prohibitions. The caller at the entrance to the road stands for the book of Allah. And the caller above the road stands for an exhorter on behalf of Allah in the heart of every Muslim, driving him to do good, meaning. And those whom Allah had confirmed with his favors, Allah the Exalted, refers to the elite group of the people he favored in the saying in the Quran, he who obeys Allah, this is their qualities, he who obeys Allah and the Messenger will be in the companion of those upon whom Allah confirmed his grace or conferred his grace, the prophets, the true believers, the martyrs, and the righteous, and how excellent will be such companions. These are some of the meanings of this great chapter, the opening chapter of the Quran, Surah Al-Fatiha. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this discussion a benefit for myself and for all of you, and make us of those who ponder on the meanings of these verses, whether we are in Salah or outside Salah. He is able subhanahu wa ta'ala to do all things, and he is the one who responds to the invocation of his callers. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. وبارك الله فيكم وجزاكم الله خيرا.